We've got a quarrel to start. Nobody's coming.
Another quarrel.
I got 59 on that one. That's pretty hard to sweat.
That rolls.
That's a good question. I don't know how you would monitor that.
fix the honor system, you know, just a thought.
Well, the only way that it would even become an issue is if it was one of those ugly systems in the first place.
I mean, the meter right here on top of the house would be pretty obvious, but I mean, other than that, I mean, that's...
Well, I don't know that it'd be obvious at all whether or not it worked or not anymore. I don't think it would unless there's a tree sticking through it or something. Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting because if it's on private property and it's non-functioning, why do we care?
I mean, I'll say, I don't know.
I mean, I think that's the kind of question that you're kind of,
yeah.
You might care.
Not come up.
Oh, yeah. Why would you even care? If my thing is broken and I can't afford to repair it and I just want to leave it alone until like a year from now I can come up with the cash and spend $10,000 to do whatever, why would we hassle the person if they basically have higher electric bills as a result of this?
I think the issue would be is if it's not functioning and it still looks like it was normally, then I don't think that's an issue. But
probably the stakes.
If it's been there for 20 years and the brackets are rotted out, and it's not.
That's a whole different issue.
Then it becomes a safety issue for neighbors and stuff. Mm-hmm. So then they would have. Then at least you could have them remove it.
If it is damaged and they remove it, do they just put it in a landfill? Is there any issue with putting it in a landfill? Or does it have to be recycled, or something have to be done with it?
Is there any health hazards associated with it?
Could there have a resale value? It was tear down and just let somebody else do it.
I don't know, I was getting a little more in depth. I don't care to get it.
Well, that could come up though in a public hearing.
Well, not necessarily because we're taking that part out.
Oh, these two houses is what they want to take out?
Yes, those are out of the ordinance. That could be all of his reasons, every one of those.
Yeah.
He asked me what was in there, and I said, look, I didn't even draft this thing. I made a few changes, and this was something that Craig Galbraith stole from another municipality.
I mean, it's almost like item C, take it out, because who cares? Unless it becomes a public nuisance.
I agree. That's why I didn't even try to find one. So.
Yeah, okay. I apologize. That's what he's saying right there.
Right.
But I would say you're leaving.
Along the same lines, when you get to home maintenance, kind of an issue like Alan is, I mean, if there's some rusted old, rusted bunch of junk out there in the yard, then it becomes an issue you have to deal with.
In terms of public nuisance. Other ordinances that may pertain to those, if it does come about.
Is that it? Are home maintenance regulations, ordinances in our code?
Not necessarily home maintenance. It's nuisance ordinance. Structure becomes in a state of disrepair, I can't order that. It's right out of compliance. I mean, it doesn't say if your paint's chipped and you got to repaint your house or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Not understanding how the solar stuff works. Is there any health hazards involved in that?
Not that I know of, Tim. But I'm not completely up on that stuff either, so.
I'm just curious if that's I don't know.
No, but some of the things that I've seen so far is some of the solar panels for heating water. You don't install it, just perfectly, you could run into problems later. Mainly with the water getting too hot and melting your text fittings. That's been in one house already.
Really?
No.
But if you're storing energy in a battery and the system has gone kerflooey, then wouldn't you have the same issue of dealing with disposal of batteries? That would be an issue of disposal of batteries then if you had to deal with it. Could you just let the battery sit there charged and discharging, whether it's in the atmosphere or on the ground or in whatever the case might be? I don't know any of this stuff. This is an engineering question.
I don't either. I don't know that we have any systems like that down here yet.
Okay. But
they're direct hookups.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know the answers either. I'm not really one of those environmental gurus.
Really?
No, I'm not trying to be facetious.
Okay. Not the tree hugger, okay, yeah.
That is the more loosely put a couple beers on me, I'm not saying that.
There might be a fish hugger in
there. No, not a fish hugger in there.
Sure. I'm sure he's not getting all this. You're paraphrasing Alan.
All right, is that anything else on alternative energy?
I think so.
All right. Item B, K Avenue plan update.
I got a couple things on that. If I could jump in, Alan, is that okay? Do you have anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Last meeting was...
Can we just have a motion to table that discussion until next time?
Which one?
Until next month, that discussion. I mean, after the public hearing, you want to just table any further discussion? On the alternative energy.
Just do an update on alternative energy.
Yeah.
Just give us an update on the next month's agenda about what happens.
So we'll just table it.
Do we need a motion to table that?
Well, you should.
Just continue it.
Yeah.
If we have to.
So moved.
Wait a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Along the lines of K Avenue plan update, just in the form of trying to gather additional information as we move along through this process, it was suggested at the last meeting that I might contact or review some ordinances and perhaps contact some other municipalities, jurisdictions along the coast to see who might have some kind of multi-use districts, zoning districts. So I reviewed the zoning ordinances of about 14 different towns, everywhere from farthest north would be like Emerald Isle and Atlantic Beach, south to, well, I guess actually north of that, well, anything up there in the coastal coast. I didn't go into the Outer Banks. And south, I went down into like Sunset Beach. Anyhow, and I found that in the actual table, the zoning district tables, in terms of any of those towns having, mixed-use zones, only three of them indicate that they have mixed-use zones. And that would be Sunset Beach, Southport, and Emerald Isle. And I tried to reach first in Southport, but two or three times I still had not gotten a return phone call from that fella. I did talk to the fella up at Emerald Isle, and John, I don't know if you know any of these people through your association.
Vaguely.
Okay. Fellow up there by the name of Kevin Reed, who is planning director, and he's great. And in Emerald Isle, as you'll see, I gave you actually the sections of their code that's pertinent to mixed use. And in Emerald Isle, they do have mixed use districts established, but none of them have actually been developed, because they put those into place just like we're trying to do in anticipation of growth, and then there was an economic downturn and nothing happened. Okay. This is Kevin Reed. I'm more than happy to talk about this anytime. In fact, would like to engage us as we move through the process, as we both hopefully all see economic upturn that might lead to some kind of collaboration or information sharing. And so I'm keeping his information, and you have a copy of their language, which is pretty minimal, only in the sense that they're identifying with some description their mixed-use districts. They have the Village East, Village West, and Marina Village, each of those having their own particular areas within their zoning map where they're looking to mix. Very often, in the same configuration, we're thinking about commercial below, residential above, although they are also looking at some dry stack kinds of mixed uses that would fit their needs. Southport is a little bit more unusual. That language you see as well, they're really calling it a specialized business district. It simply allows the mixing of commercial entities with residences, and I really didn't talk to the individual, Wayne Strickland, or Strickland, his name is, the find it anymore in terms of whether they actually have a district down there, whether this has actually come to fruition, or whether this, again, is simply trying to stay ahead of the curve. I thought some of their particular uses were interesting, that we might look at those as some ideas as to kinds of commercial enterprises that might actually be interested in being in a mixed-use district. Some of the stuff perhaps we thought of, some of them perhaps we didn't think of. I certainly hadn't thought of funeral homes and mortuaries, but I don't know too many people living above those like that. The third being the most interesting was Sunset Beach. And talked to a fellow down there by the name of Sandy Wood. And they actually do have an active mixed-use district. These are, is there a specific definition of how that mixed-use district would function? It's a pretty elaborate description of how it would work and what is permissible and how it will feel and, you know, et cetera, dimensional requirements, the whole nine yards. It's pretty good. And he would love to have us come down and visit with him and see what they have there and have an ongoing discussion in terms of how it worked for them, what kind of problems they've run into, what kind of planning was involved, and what kinds of community issues arose in terms of complaints and conversation and issues and negotiations that went on between developers and the town in general in terms of building requirements and the like. So those three are the three that I've been able to identify with two really strong leads, and one in particular that I do recommend that once we get perhaps through the next meeting to see what else we've been able to gather, that this would be a good place to at least visit to get a sense of how it functions for them. And there may be even, John, some value if we get far enough along the line that there may be a value for you, building inspector to building inspector, to talk to Sandy Wood to make sure that we are talking apples and apples and not apples and fruit cocktail, because you're talking a little different parlance than I am, perhaps.
Yeah. The Pangolin at Sunset Beach is, it's kind of like the other side of the Carolina Beach Bridge for us. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've been down there or not.
No, I have not.
It's been years since I've been down there, but they've got the island bridge going over. Mm-hmm. And then the Pangolin is just like country-type area. Mm-hmm. They've probably got a lot more room to develop, but it's probably, could be good to look at or something. I mean, that's been years since I've been down there, but I used to get down there quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think anything we can look at, that we might glean any kind of information and get more of a sense of how it's worked and how it meshes with the rest of the districts and how it ties in with solid commercial districts versus residential districts. And is it pedestrian or not? What's the parking issues that get involved in there? Are there streetscapes involved, et cetera? And he and I had a pretty good conversation, but I think really it got to the point where we need to see it. And then I started asking questions much more than the laundry list of things that I could have asked him and other folks here, as well as John, would have asked him 50 more questions that I would have never thought of to ask.
And the Wayne Strickland itself, where he's kind of a hard person to get up with.
No doubt.
He's like John up here, the zoning enforcement officer also. I think he wears a lot of hats.
Yeah, I've made three messages, I still haven't gotten a return phone call. But again, I've only been trying for the last couple of weeks, and you never know when someone's on vacation for 2 weeks. Anyway, that's the information I was able to get together on, and I do have some names and phone numbers for many of the other districts, but they're easily collectible, you know, off of just by Googling the towns, pretty much. And but I was very surprised to find the places like Beaufort and Morehead City, in particular those two, did not have some kind of mixed-use district defined within the code. They may have things that function that way, but they don't have anything really in their code that allows it to occur.
If you look at South Forks, I mean, theirs is so vague.
Yeah.
All it says is you have to hire an architect.
Yeah, it's big. That's pretty vague, but, you know, a lot of communities kind of design build, you know what I mean? Tell us what you want to do and we'll let you know whether you can do it or not.
Yeah.
And that's where you come into play in terms of how does it interface with everything else, and can we get it by, you know, some public forum such as ours or public hearings. That people come in and say, it sounds like a really good idea, but do you really realize the 16 problems that you're creating? That's where you really get into the issue. And I think if you don't have things pretty well standardized to begin with, because it's all by exception at that point.
In the one here on Emerald Isle, you've got some central zoning overlay districts mentioned in there too, which is not what we're looking at.
Certainly, that's something Greg does go look at.
Yeah.
So I've got an overlay. Did you look into it, see if they went into in depth what kind of requirements they're talking about in these overlay districts?
I did not.
Basically, all they're doing is giving a description of it. So. Yeah.
I think what we're talking about is, if I remember what Kevin had to say, Kevin Reed up there, that all of the ordinance that I was looking at was written in anticipation.
They just stopped right there.
And came to a roaring stop. I mean, it's pretty, you know, it's different than here, to say the least. I mean, there's not, you know, there's no urbanization at all. That's what I've got.
Sunset Beach and Emerald Isle is a lot of information.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we can get something out of these. Once we have a chance to reconnect with Craig, I really do think that a visit to Sunset Beach in particular would be a really good idea. Emerald Isle, it's theoretical, you know, but Sunset Beach is at least something to look at.
Mm-hmm. Anything else on that?
That's it. That's all I have.
I would suggest that just continue the discussion until next month, and if we could get a copy of these three to Craig, we could put them in his box so that he can review it, and then we could have a more in-depth discussion about it next month.
Sounds good. Do you need a motion on that, or are we just okay with the continuation of research?
You need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. I do not have another copy, Josie. I made 5.
That's okay. I'll make it.
Leaving at that point.
All right. So John's brain's on.
John?
Item C, so when are we going to take left?
That's a continuation. Do
you mind to continue all that to next month? Go ahead.
We have a motion to table. Driveway ordinance until next month.
Motion to table.
All in favor?
Aye.
New business.
Nothing.
Member aid.
Yes.
No.
Yes. I've been thinking about this for a pretty good while, and I need to put this in writing. I will, but I've been on the board for a long time.
Tell them about us right now.
I'm thinking about.
I think the motion was during the meeting.
Your second answer is in there.
Think about taking our early retirement here, you know? We've got a full board now. It's been a while since we've done that. And that's, I would say I'll stay through the next meeting. Your time to advertise for a new board member.
All right. Well, tender your resignation in writing. We don't want to see it. If I can talk you out, we'll need to let me know.
I mean, it's been a long time, yes.
How many years have you
been? I don't even know. You know, if I had to get harder and harder about 5 times to get up here, you know, since I'm self-employed, you still want to work for somebody else and get off work and do it again.
Well, it's been a pleasure working with you since I've been here.
Yeah, well, it's been a pleasure. I appreciate the town that you serve on the board.
Definitely got the best experience and history that you have with the board.
You're available for consultation?
Sure.
John, if we can find it, right?
John's got my number.
Now that you say no discontinuing the number now.
Yeah.
I'll get you walking your own.
Yeah.
So do we need to make a motion to accept the resignation or anything?
He just has to put it in writing and just submit it. You can send it to me.
Now, what was the decision that the board recently made in terms of the selection of new members of this commission?
The board, you're talking about council.
I'm sorry, yeah, council.
Yeah, this 3 years ago, they decided they would interview potential board members and make their selection. They will not work with me. Although each meeting somebody says, let's have the planning board give us their selection, who they'd like to have serve with them. That's not the way the ordinance reads now. Council is supposed to interview and pick the board members. So once this will actually go on their agenda for the May meeting, they'll accept his resignation, and then they'll direct the town clerk to put out advertisements for it. Actually, we'll probably go ahead and get with the town clerk and have her do that for this meeting. And at that time, at the May meeting, if it was advertised between April 17th and the May meeting, they will interview at the May meeting the same way they did you and Joseph.
Is there any way that we can goose this a little instead of waiting for the May meeting? Can you get
why don't you all make a motion to direct council or ask council to go ahead and advertise for a new member? Before my time.
I would move for that action that, as John suggested, that we ask town council to move immediately to advertise for a vacancy on the P&Z commission.
Tim, if you could get that in pretty quickly, that'd be good. Okay. Unless you change your mind.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Nay.
Nay.
I thought it was a lifetime commitment. That's what they told me when I got on.
It's been a long time, I'll tell you. I don't how many years. I can't remember when I got on. I've been on for so long. Yeah.
Didn't you get on there right after dinner?
Somewhere on there, yeah.
That's 20 years plus, though.
Yeah. I mean,
how long you
been on? No fun.
Six, I think. Something like that.
I've got a lot of respect for this board and really enjoy working with everybody. You know.
And years long, no kidding.
It's probably been somewhere close to 20 years, give or take a little bit.
It'll feel funny. I was on for 15 years up in Youngstown, and when I got off of that one, it was kind of, whoa, it was a vacuum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Any other member items? I actually have one. It always makes John nervous when I do this, but I think we should put on the agenda next month. We probably need to revisit the roof pitch.
Okay.
And for the reason of this 1 foot freeboard.
Yep.
And also the new energy codes that are coming out with. If you want to enforce those energy codes, we're talking about higher roofs because that R30 and the eave.
Yep.
I'm going to add another 16 inches to roof heights. So it's really going to do a lot. It's going to affect a lot of properties as far as could possibly eliminate a third floor. So, I think that's something we need to look at.
Sounds good to me.
Is anybody else planning attending the I know we don't need to have but one member, and Craig's going to be there for the alternate energy on the 17th. And if anybody else would, we can all of us attend. And
everybody's invited.
Yeah, we can all respond if you, yeah, if you can be there. Now, I'm not sure. I've got family coming in town that week, so I'm not sure if I'll be there or not.
I'm going to try to be there unless I'm still working on that little day in the playhouse.
Playhouse looking good.
Yeah. John's got the little gun.
And John put pressure on you for club bear game?
I'll try to do that.
Has Alan got an honorary membership for your club for that kind of work he does?
We got a few of them on, though.
I think that's a good idea.
We'll take it into consideration.
How much money do you raise?
All right. We got it.
Well, we need to have a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
As far as that little house on Fort Fisher, I thought that nobody allowed outhouses right out there on the street.
I've got a building permit for it. I'll post it tomorrow.
That's right. What do you think is going to cover that roof pitch? 3-1's not going to do it either, is it?
I don't think so. I think we're going to have to revisit the mansion roof. Put them flat on top and going off the side so it looks like a pitch roof. The only issue with that is you can, if you stick with it, you can put it on. A mansion roof in the attic space.
It's going to have to be. I don't even want to go to the room.
What's
that?
Do you want to just break something real quick now? It doesn't have to be fancy, just say.
He wants to make it louder. He's already second guessing it.
I've been wishing I should have thinking on it, but I mean, this is probably time for some new. Yeah, some new blood.
Okay, we're done.
Well, I was thinking about the last one, right?